Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Coming to you from the default location on my non-standard route. This is the route I take when I want to get steps in the morning and swing back by Ralph's to get food, which I shouldn't be getting. Last night, I got on the scale. I weighed 220 before going to bed. Granted, I did have a bowl of potato chips, unsalted with vinegar and potassium chloride. Run me over. Almost the second time I got ran over today. Seems to be in the water. Pedestrians, I guess, on overcasty days in Southern California and in Ohio, get no respect. But, so I get on the scale last night, and it said 220. So I figured, you know, I was good. I was happy. I figured I'd wake up in the morning, 218 something. That's usually how it goes. But I woke up this morning, and it still said 220. I didn't like that. I was expecting 218 something, literally. I was thinking maybe even give it up 217. Yesterday after my walk, I was 216 something. I don't know. It's not that I am in a bad mood. It may be, if anything, more that I want to be in a bad mood for whatever reason. Does that make sense? Where I want to be in a bad mood? I just feel like being grumpy. Kinda. I'm bored. I think I'm bored. And I'm looking for stimulation. But I'm not. You know, and I keep saying that I want to replace the smoking nicotine, and I googled it, and it says smoking and nicotine does negate your appetite, it lessens your appetite, and there's other things that, you know, there's definitely a weight gain usually after you quit smoking, you know, no doubt. That's a known fact. So I wake up this morning, I think I'm going to be 218 something. I get up, I go walking. I could like start this 3-day weekend off at a nice low number. Maybe even like 214 or something like that. Lesson learned. Lesson learned. Be patient. Be patient, Jeffrey. I gotta remind myself. You got it going on. You are healthy. Things are good in your life. You may want more, which is, I think, is natural and part of being on this planet. Is that you always want more. Maybe I'm not satisfied. Maybe I'm never gonna be satisfied. I can be content, but not satisfied. Look, they got an EV charging station. You see that? They got an EV, I guess it's called EV. How much? $2 an hour. Hold the card reader. $2 an hour. But if somebody parks right by it, what's the point? Can't nobody get to it if somebody like just parks right by it. Unless that thing is like really long and you can stretch it out farther. But anyway, that's California for you. That's California for you. Up to all the modern environmental aware, human aware, diversity. I'm not going to go down the street. I'm not going to go down that street. I'm not. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not going to go down that street. I'm not. I'm not. I'm simply not. I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I am not going to go down that route where I'm start talking about racial diversity and inclusion and all that bullshit. Nope. Not going to do it. Not even going to comment on it. Well, I feel some kind of way, I guess. I mean, I got stuff. It's all lined up for me. Everything is all lined up for me. I mean, beautifully lined up for me. I should get home. If I can get home and do some stuff, if I can get home and just start doing something, doing some stuff, doing something to keep the energy up, to keep my motivation. But then again, there's nothing wrong with taking the day off. And I got the bag. I got my bag that I bring with me to get goodies from Ralph's or food. And I think I got food at home. So I may not have to get food. I may not get a pizza. Wouldn't that be something special if I didn't get a pizza? Not that I thought about it. It wasn't in my mind a second ago. And I love getting one of those take-home pizzas. But I'm going to try to keep minimal food in the house. If I do get sweets, I'm going to get single servings. Small servings, not like the big economy, economical, buy in bulk like I do. Even if they on sale, I take that back. If they on sale, I'm obligated to buy. You know, small pack, I get the little, my little 125, $1.25 box of Whoppers or Dots. You know, that's kind of a double serving, maybe a triple serving. But it's not like a big bag. It may be a box of ginger snaps. And that's it. And that is it. And yeah, we'll just go with that for this evening. I think at home I got some hamburger patties, some shoestring French fries, and some Texas toast with garlic. Cheese, garlic and cheese on it. I make a sandwich. Sit in my recliner. Finish watching Fargo. And then maybe swoop back to True Detective. But you know, sometimes I'm watching this stuff. And it sounds weird to say. You know, consider this quote unquote only TV. But sometimes it's too heavy. You know, I don't want to be watching something where, you know, I'm worried about a character dying or just trauma. They should show trauma. You know, I mean, stuff that brings you in, like in Fargo, you know, you see people being abused. And you feel for them, you know, and people put through peril. It is hard to watch sometimes. That's why I like, sometimes I like to just watch YouTube, watch my Steeler podcast, because they're kind of platonic. I guess that's what sports might be for now that I have finally grown to understand it or have a deeper or a better or a more sensitive relationship towards TV, where TV has just gotten that good, which it has. TV has definitely gotten good. There's some stuff, really, really good stuff out there. People say there's nothing but garbage on TV. That's complete bullshit. There is garbage on TV. And it seems mostly, I find out it's from daytime programming. When I stay home from work or whatever a couple times, You know, not I don't do it. Well, actually, I don't anymore, but I used to just stay up and work. And every now and then, I caught what was on regular TV. Or if I'm at traveling and, you know, I got to watch regular TV, it's garbage. And, but there's some good stuff out there. I mean, really good, thoughtful stories and dramas. There's good comedy. There's documentaries. There's podcasts. There's learning courses. It's just, I mean, from history. I got Curiosity Stream. Another thing, I can sidetrack. But, and I can feel my nostrils starting to tingle a little bit. Maybe that's what it is. I feel my nostrils just tingling a little bit because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. You know, it's not like pain or nothing yet, but I feel them starting to trigger a little bit. It's overcast out here. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, but I was out here today walking, right? So I'm walking. I got on long pants. I got on t-shirt, long sleeve shirt, sweat jacket. And on top of that, I'm wearing my sauna suit. And the first few people I saw when I came walking out here was actually wearing shorts. I'm like, what is that about? People wearing shorts. I'm like, it was like five people out there just wearing shorts. I'm like, I mean, maybe it's me. And maybe I like the warm-up principle, to where I like to get warm. You know, where like people wear warm-up jackets when they're sitting on the bench or when they first come out. You want to get warm. Then as you get into it and start sweating, you know, you take some of that stuff off. It wasn't recently till I understood that warm-up jacket principle. Sometime in the morning, I overdress just for those few first 10, 15 minutes till I get the body juices going. But anyway, I saw people out here in shorts, like three people. Because, you know, I'm always wondering why I'm so cold all the damn time. And why is it so cold in my apartment all the damn time? Been cold in my apartment for years. Seems like it's colder in my apartment than it is outside. You probably heard this before. I can be repetitive. I definitely can be repetitive. What was I saying? Yeah, it's overcast and blah, 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 blah. And I feel like, and there's a funk show tonight. I can't call it a funk jam. There's a funk show tonight. And I should go. Some of the principal players are going to be there. There's a yard sale over there. This is blocked off. Can you see it? This is blocked off. It's like walking along the river. LA River, I guess this is. This is blocked off. I came over here just to let... I hear people. I'm trying to see where I was hearing them from. Oh, I see them now. You supposed to be down there? What are you doing down there? So you can see there's water. Every time I stand here, I get dizzy or I want to reassure my footing. You see that water coming in the LA River? It was full the other day during the rains when I wasn't here. I saw a video of it full. It was like a lot of water gushing from the atmospheric river. Storm. Oh, that's not blocked. Oh, see that? That side's not blocked. Okay. I'm giving y'all a tour. Look at that. See, this is what California is. I mean, I'm sure they do this everywhere. But, you know, this is California. This is how we do here. And I wish I had flip cam. That's the whole thing. I wish I had that flip cam. That flip cam was the best. See, here's what it looked like that on my walk towards Ventura Boulevard. Same Ventura Boulevard I made the song about. It was the Santa Monica Boulevard. Santa Monica. Yeah, I think it was one of them boulevards. Anyhow. And so, I want to check to see if this thing is recording. The blue light is on. I turned the mute off, so it should be. I'm doing all this talking. You see on flip cam, I was able to flip the camera, and I was able to see how much time I had been talking. That was the app. That was the app. And it still works on my older phone. Maybe because I haven't upgraded to iOS yet, but it still works on my older phone. But I'm not carrying two phones. That just goes against my technical philosophy and understanding of the way things should work. Even though that other phone is lighter, it'd be much easier to carry on the stick. There are pros and cons. There are pros and cons to everything. Okay? There are pros and cons to everything. But I'm here. I'm out here. Getting my steps in on a gloomy Saturday. Well, I guess gloomy, it might not be the right word, but it is. Under Southern California standards, it is definitely gloomy. Because we're used to sunshine. And we pay to have that sunshine. We pay good money to live in that sunshine. Especially down in this area where I'm walking now. These are all million-dollar places. Rent is probably be rent will probably be $4,000 or $5,000.
I have a problem, and then I just gotta break my problem.
Having like a little yard sale. I would stop and look, but I don't really need nothing. And I got a FireWire car coming in. I'm popping my computer today. And there's a funk show tonight. I should go to, the principals to be there. And if I go, it would definitely raise my energy and mojo. And I know it. And it's been a while since I've been public. And all the principals are going to be there. Oh, God. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Ride out to Pasadena would be nice. I could stop at Amy's and get my favorite pastrami sandwich. See, I'm always thinking about food. I'm always thinking about food. I can't help it. I mean, I probably could, but maybe I can't. Maybe I can't help talk about food all the time. Maybe it's just something that's in me, to where I can't shake it. It's just gonna be a part of me, possibly. You never know. But them pastrami sandwiches are good. Let me just say that. Those pastrami sandwiches are tremendously good. They're like super, super, super good. And greasy. And then to the point, you gotta eat them with a fork. You can't even eat them with... You can't even eat them. What's that chain for? It got a chain and a lock on it. What's that for around that tree? You can't even, first couple bites, you can't even pick the thing up. So much pastrami and grease and bread, pickles, mustard. But having said that, see, there's another thing too. I'm out here walking. It could be the area I'm walking in. It could be the times that I am walking. But out here walking, I see so many people. I always see people out here where I walk in LA. No matter when or where I walk, I'm always seeing people walk. I'm walking back home in Youngstown. I see very few people. I think I saw one jogger the whole 2 weeks and probably other weeks that I've been there. You just don't see it. This is definitely a fitness culture. There's definitely a lot of people with disposable time, disposable income, people who have leisure time. You know, that's what I mean by disposable time, leisure time. And just the mindset out here is to be healthy to the point it's drummed into you. Just certain things that you know you're supposed to do and not do. People walk out here. And I guess my nose is starting. I can feel it. It's starting to, the pressure is starting. So I'll get home. I think I'll take a Claritin. Might take two, shit. Because it's supposed to rain tomorrow and I can see it, the air and stuff. So one thing I've learned about that pressure and that, how it feels before it comes, you know, from experience, I can anticipate. I said, oh, that's what it feels like. Then I noticed that, you know, it comes right before it rains. So I checked the weather. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. It's cloudy out. Definitely a change in barometric pressure or humidity or something. So, I'm going to try to prepare for it. And that could have something to have me, not down, but, you know, that could be something heavy on me. It makes me not as feel as light and jovial as I can usually be. But I just be talking. I don't mind just talking. I just be talking. I'll walk and talk. I'll just walk and talk. And I enjoy it so much. You probably can tell by now. I do it so much. I got hundreds of these videos. I got hundreds, possibly thousands. Well, I definitely got thousands. If you consider all the test ones over the years. I got thousands of videos of me just talking to the camera. Going back over a decade. Ventura Boulevard. Oh, look at this one. You see that? Gotta get the selfie. Oh, I forgot to hit. Oh, am I too late? Okay, the left turn stops. Give me a walk sign. Give me that walk sign, baby. Not that it matters, but. Veggie Bomb, vegan street food. Pavilions, which is like a fancy Ralph's. Mills Diner. I wonder if I turn it around. I'll go like this. What do you see? I'm facing it down. I'll turn it up. If I go like this. See, I can't see what you're seeing. But I'll just go like that anyway. Let me see if I can see what you see if I hold it like that. That's not bad. That's not bad. Motorized bicycles on the sidewalk. I'm that person now. I'm that person now. I'm that guy. And I love it. I love being old. And I don't know if you want to call it grumpy, but I call it old. And you're not supposed to be doing that. That's me. And I love it. You're not supposed to be doing that. That's not how it's done. I love California. I love being out here. I love where I live. I live close enough to it and far away enough from it to where it's economical, comfortable, and I can get to where I need to get to. And also I hear you got to do a lot to be weird. There's a big space. You have a lot of freedom. You got to do a really lot to be weird out here. And I like that. I like being able to express and just go out feeling this kind of way, looking this kind of way, acting this kind of way. And people just look at you and keep walking, you know? And of course you got the landscapers, them damn blowers that I cannot stand. And it's like when they happen, when they come to do our neighborhood and my yard and all that, when they come to do my neighborhood and my yard and all that, I'll be watching people because they don't be looking. People don't be looking. I don't like why they're going to pull all into the crosswalk and I got to walk far away because I like when I walk in front of cars now, I give a space. I like to give a buffer between myself and the car. Maybe walk like 5 feet away from the car. That's just, you know. This lunch truck be here every time I come down here. You go Party City. Used to be Marie Callender's. That Xer used to be Marie Callender's. Party City, I think that used to be in Michael's. Oh, Michael's might be up the street. These food trucks. So this is another food truck. This is a different one. But they be here a bunch of the times doing what they do. CVS. One thing about CVS, see, I'm thinking about food. CVS be having circus peanuts. A little veggie bomb. Veggie Bomb trying to get their spot on Ventura Boulevard, Chipotle, Sun Spa, my Bank of America. I've been a Bank of America member probably 20 years now. House of Billards. See, I need all this. I need this even if I sit in my house and don't do nothing. It's nice to, you know, just be. It's nice to just be a part of it. Can I just put it that way? Was I shooting high last time? Let me see if I was shooting high. Like this. Yeah, I might have been shooting high, huh? See, without being able to see, I can't tell. I'm shooting blind. I'm shooting blind. But I love the place. Overcast. Not as sunny as usual. I probably won't get as much sweat as I used to. Bring my weight down, even though it's water weight. Got Burlington. I should go in there and see what they got. Even though I don't need nothing. You know, it's just good to have stuff, to be around stuff, you know? It's just good to be around stuff, to have stuff around you. How about that? To have stuff and energy around you. And I like that. Different causes. See all the shoes. Oh, I should go in there actually and see if they got men's running shoes. You know that? I wonder if they got men's running shoes. Because these shoes I got, even though I got a pair coming on Monday, these things are hurting my feet. It's time for me to replace them. It's time for me to replace these things. They're worn out and they need to be adjusted. I was thinking about going to Ross. Or something like that. I don't know about TJ Maxx or whatever, you know, whoever has shoes. Maybe even find an outlet mall. Order a pair of Reeboks off Amazon. They're supposed to be here Monday or so. So we'll go with that. See, it's just Dave's Hot Chicken. So I think there's a Whole Foods or something over there. I'm not sure. I think there's a Whole Foods down there somewhere. Or something. Trader Joe's or one of them. You know, one of them kind of places. And you just got stuff and you got people. You know, and of course, young people irritate me. I'm irritated by young people. And you got your people who like to sleep outside. You gotta do it. You gotta sleep. Let me see what I'm looking at if I hold it like this. Man, not bad, I guess. But anyway, all right. I think y'all done seen enough. I done did enough. I really do wish I had that flip cam. I really do. I really, really, really do. Anyhow, swinging on y'all. Two times. Me for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in the atom and this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.